The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer. This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo. Brought to you by Balance of Nature, helping your body heal itself.
This week, it's going to get bad.
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise. Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. It's 907, 877-970-2999 is our phone line. You know, every day at 9 o'clock, we try to reach out to some vital issues that we can help you with. You know, and it's mostly medical, and I know you have a lot of medical questions. Tomorrow, Dr. Rock Positano will join us. Rock is so knowledgeable about everything, not him being just the premier foot and ankle doctor in all the world, but he knows medical, everything about, medicine in every arena, and he will be with us tomorrow. But today we wanted to touch on what's going on with restaurants, what's going on with the businesses. We feel for you, the restaurant workers. It's such a tough time. Congress is messing around. They passed the $2 trillion package now, but they took 5 days to do it. People are out there. They need work. They need cash. And finally, hopefully, some of that money will come in. So we reached out to Super Chef David Burke, our friend of the program, accomplished super chef, internationally renowned restaurateur. He has so many great restaurants in New York and New Jersey and all around the country, as a matter, and becoming international as well. David, thank you for taking the time to join us this morning, brother. Great to have you with us always.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
You know what? I'm convinced we're going to be through this sooner than later. I think a lot of it, again, not to get into the politics of it all, but it's better safe than sorry. And now we're going through this little bump in New York. But how bad, David, is the restaurant industry? How bad have they been hit, sir?
Oh, well, we've been knocked out. I mean, everybody's closed. New York City, all our restaurants are completely closed, no delivery. It's just too, it doesn't pay, really. New Jersey, you know, we're in Fort Lee, we're in Orange Lawn in South Orange and down at the Drift House in Seabright. We're doing delivery, and we're also starting to deliver groceries now. You know, cold cuts, paper towels, coffee, butter, cheese, all that. The people don't want to wait in line at ShopRite or... You know, now they're only allowing XYZ people in a store at a time, so you got to wait outside. So we're trying to fill that gap, and that's paying a couple of our key employees. We've laid off 95-98% of our staff.
Wow!
But there's nowhere for that staff to go. I mean, it's not like they can pick up another job. Some of the workers in the restaurant industry work two jobs. They actually eat their meals at restaurants, so they're not used to paying for meals at home, and not to mention, Joe, the restaurant employees, in the U.S. is in the millions, right? But there's also the fishermen, the farmers, the truck drivers, the purveyors, and the growers that are all affected because there's no witness. You know, the growers are still selling the supermarkets, et cetera. But, you know, there's a chain reaction here. And, we're just not used to not being able to help. You know, it's hard, you know, usually with, 9/11, Sandy and all that, the restaurants come in. We can gather together and provide meals. Right now, it's almost too dangerous to do that.
Yeah, and I hear, you know, David, I hear in your voice, I know you, and we always have a good time on the show and everything, how concerned you are and the love that you have for your employees. But you're telling me at most of the David Burke properties, people can do takeout and you'll do delivery at some of these properties, David?
And the ones on the Jersey side right now, New York City, we're completely closed, hoping and waiting that we'll get, we'll be able to open. But most restaurants won't be able to open them without some monetary assistance because, you know, listen, we've been teetering with the minimum wage increase over the last year and a half or so, and that was a blow to our industry, especially in New York, Seattle, L.A., and some of the cities that went up, minimum wage went up to $15. And now this on top of it. So, we run on slim margins. So, we don't have a reserve account to waiting. So, to reopen, I need another $150,000, $200,000 to reopen.
Wow.
And that's a small restaurant. A bigger restaurant, because closing down costs you money. I'm still paying utilities. I'm still, I still have bills. I still have taxes. And, of course, rent has to be renegotiated. And so without a government help, we're really – and that's depending on timing, like you just mentioned earlier. How fast is this money going to be in the hands of the employees, the small business owners, so that when we do get the green light to open, we're ready and open. It's not 2 weeks later.
Yeah. Is there insurance that covers this? Because we were talking about it. I was talking about my insurance.
We got insurance up. We got a wazoo of insurance. Guess what? The fine print doesn't cover viruses.
Look at that, David. That's crazy. Wow. This is like a national disaster, huh?
Well, there's a lot of restaurant people are very resilient and very, we find a way. So there's people on, chat groups, and there's people getting together, leading chefs and restaurateurs and lawyers that are trying to figure out what the best way to get funds and how and what we can do with insurance companies and things like that. The good news, Joe, is we're in the U.S. and you know what? We're going to figure it out.
Yeah,
we're going to figure it out, and we're going to be back in shape. And there's a sense of unity amongst the politicians to a certain degree. There's certainly a sense of unity amongst the restaurant workers and the restaurant business. And I think next 2 weeks will be tough, and let's see what happens. Being safe and positivity is a key ingredient right now.
Yeah, man. 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. If you have a question for David Burke or, David, I'm going to ask before we want to stay with you for a while because I want you to give the name perhaps the numbers of your restaurants and where we can call, for delivery on the Jersey side. And why not in New York? New York is just shutting all restaurants down no matter what.
Well, you know what? I think the employees getting to, even if it's two or three or four employees coming to work on the takeout, the economics in New York for being open for that.
Yeah, good. Wide. Got it.
And
got
then
it.
They got to take the subway, and they're exposing themselves to, even the delivery guys that are out there. I give them a lot of credit for people, and the people that are helping feed other people because, just like the healthcare workers and the janitors and the truck drivers are out there.
Yep.
And the police. The cops are out there. They're, New York City is, you don't know what you're touching, right? You got to be very careful.
Well, it's a hot spot now, especially over the last 24 hours. The last 48 hours become like a terrible hot spot for the coronavirus. Hey, you know what, David, too? It's apparently, the restaurant industry is one of the largest employers in the country, yes?
When you add it all up, it's pretty big. I mean, it grows every year. I mean, people eating out is a great thing. I mean, if 30, 40 years ago, it wasn't as big because, a lot of people cooked at home. You had one person in the household working, and then now everybody's working. And takeout is big, and food is a big part of part of what we do. I mean, culture.
Yeah, it's so true.
Entertainment and socializing, business deals. So the food business is you don't realize, you get sidelined and eating can't wait till you can't put, it's not like a stack of papers you can put aside and get to it in 2 weeks. You got to eat.
Yeah. Hey, David, so let me ask, so all your restaurants, and you're in Garden City and the ones all in New York, you know, David Burke Tavern, and then down down in the Drift House down in
Drift House is in Seabright. They're doing a great job of delivery, and they're going to start groceries in a couple of days.
Wow.
We're in South Orange at the Orange Lawn and Tennis Club. They have a very successful delivery program underway already. And all these restaurants, you go to the chefdavidburke.com to find them, if you live in those communities, you might know where they are. And Ventana's in Portland is delivering as well. Those are the three in Jersey. Garden City is doing a great delivery program also. They do a great job, whatever they do. Saratoga property. At Drift House in particular, if you order over $100 takeout, we give you a $25 gift card for when we open, which I think is an incentive.
Yeah. Hey, David, do you think the high-end restaurants are more likely to be hardest hit by then, or will the coffee shops or diners be hardest hit?
You know, I think everybody's the same. You know, it's the economics of everybody's. The margins are the same in both in the high-end and the diner. You know, it's just a matter of volume. And again, you got to keep in mind, when we do reopen, people aren't going to flock to busy places right away.
That's right.
You know, so and some people won't open, some people will. You're going to have to reset the calibration on new employees and the standards of cleanliness. And so it'll be a slow walk to get back up to speed, which I'd imagine, I hope we hit midsummer. I mean, I'm not the crystal ball. I can't tell you when we're going to get going. But if we're basing on what we hear, we hope we're in action. And I think that people, like after 9/11, people stayed in the U.S. And I think people are going to stay and go to the local beach club and the local clubs and not fly to the Bahamas or Europe. And, you know, they'll go to Napa Valley, maybe not go to some of the busy.
Understood. Sure.
Like that, you know, for this summer. So I would look locally, you know, for that family entertainment.
You know, David, as you know, you're listening to David Burke, Super Chef David Burke. You can go to David Burke, chefdavidburke.com. And he's been a friend of the show for the longest time now, for years now. And, David, you know what's wild is that, man, here you are. This year has been so incredibly successful for you. Isn't this wild? I always make a Jersey reference because I know where you're from down there. I love that you're from Hazlitt, New Jersey.
I'm on Route 36 right now, Travis.
You are such a Jersey guy. But listen, man, it's so funny. Is this not Jersey? You work. Look what you have accomplished over the last 12 months alone, the last 24 months, David. You are the number one chef. You got restaurants. People can't wait to get in. And then this happened. If that's not, you know, if that's not life in a nutshell, and I know you will stay positive. You will stay on track. And you're going to come back bigger than better than ever, David Burke. I know you will.
It's a kick in the teeth. But like I told my son, who got hit with his company too, your teeth grow back.
Hey, David, before you go, man, before we let you go, David Burke, 877-970-2999 if you want to check in and if your business is having sense, because I want to ask you a couple more questions, if I may, Chef. Is the children, this is CORE is the name of this organization that my friend Barry Gutin called. Barry owns the Cuba Libre restaurants, as you know, in Atlantic City around the country. And he has children of restaurant employees. Now, we're going to make a big push for that as well. Are you aware of this organization, Children of Restaurant Employees?
No, I'm not, but it's a great idea. I mean, oftentimes restaurant employees are married to other restaurant employees. You know, it's one of these businesses where you work 60 hours a week, so you wind up, you know, you're socializing with, you know, other employees. So some of these households have no, you know, and I don't even know how long, even unemployment, how long does it take to actually get a check in your name?
I know. That's the thing, man. I'm going to put you in touch with my friend Barry Gutin over at Cuba Libre, because these are all the restaurant employees, and a lot of them have the coronavirus and are not doing well, and yet they don't have work, man, to support it. So I'll get you in touch there. But David, don't you have, just so if folks are listening with their business, did you go for an SBA loan? Did you try anything government wise? Because you're right, the insurance companies are going to run for the hills. And I wish that the politicians, while I'm thinking about it, make the insurance insurance companies pay. If you're insured, the insurance company should step up, and there should be a law that that happens.
We're looking at all avenues now. We have a line of credit that we've taken for the business already. But you got to say, Joe, we close in March, mid-March. I still have a $25,000 tax bill from February I got to pay. I have two weeks of payroll I got to pay.
And on and on.
And utilities. And the invoices from the meat company that are 30 to 45 days out. And so we work, our the money we make in March is going to pay February, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and on down the line.
Yeah.
And so when you get stopped cold like that, the bills are still there. So to reopen, like I said, it costs quite a lot of money. And people are going to have to think real hard about whether it's worth reopening in the big cities at the
Wow.
The rent is high, and whether or not – listen, this is a grueling business, a lot of passion, rewarding, if you really love what you do. But it's a tough way, man. It really is. And when this happens, you start to think about, wow, man, this is – what if it happens again? What's next, right?
Boom.
I know. The faith. I carry the restaurant flag, and I think that if we just got to get smarter, work a little harder, and stick together.
Yeah, David, I'll tell you, and you're one of the great fighters I know, my friend. So God bless you, David Burke. We'll check out and, we'll order out in Jersey from the David Burke properties. But keep us posted, and, we'll get through this soon enough, man. You know, Jersey strong, David Burke. You know what I'm saying?
You got it, Joe. I love it. Thank you.
That's it. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. David Burke right there. I mean, he speaks for literally millions of people around the country right now. And the politicians are dickering back and forth in Washington, D.C. It's disgraceful. And it would be nice if the insurance companies stepped up now. It's a virus. You know what? And it happens with a flood, too. Oh, well, it's not a flood. We don't cover the flood. The insurance companies should step up now more than ever. 922, Debbie Duhame is out there on the roads checking traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning to you, Joe. Thank you. We're going to go right to the thruway southbound, that ramp into exit 12. That ramp is closed. It's a disabled truck leaking fuel, so you have emergency activity at the scene. Watch for slowdowns on the Harlem River Drive southbound, getting down through the 120s. They're doing construction over there. And also the westbound side of the BQE, right by Atlantic Avenue. It's a disabled vehicle. Do watch for some slowdowns there as well. Plainfield Ave by Route 1, that's closed. It's a down light pole from an accident over there. Now remember, the Garden State Parkway and the New Jersey Turnpike, cashless until further notice. Same thing at the George Lincoln Holland Gothels Bridge and the Outer Bridge Crossing. BZ and W trains not operating because of that reduction in ridership. And it looks like you're still moving okay right now as you head right over to 84 at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, but some ongoing salting and sanding there. Some rain likely this afternoon, high in the 40s. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, reaching for my balance of nature. Yeah, I'm going to take my my second dose, if you will, of balance of nature. You know, a daily dose of balance of nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. I always tell you about that. So what I'm trying to do is build up my immune system with balance of nature. I know how you could do that because it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. By the way, 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables, all natural in a vegetarian capsule. That's what balance of nature is. And you hear on all radio stations everywhere, you hear everybody talking about balance of nature. You know why? Because it works. I'm telling you, I ain't going to make no FDA, clinical study. Oh, you have to. You can't say that. You know what? I could say how it affects me, how it works for Frankie and Al and Debbie and the whole morning team, and how you hear the people all around the country on radio stations everywhere tell you about balance of nature. They're telling you about it because it works. And I'm telling you about it because you're family. And you gather around this virtual kitchen table on our radio show. And we're trying to reach out to everybody, whether it's David in the restaurant business or, Nicole's trying to get masks for first responders. We're all in this together. And I want to build up your immune system at this tough time. So I'm telling you about balance of nature, and it works for me, and I feel it will work for you. And now the Howard family are offering you free shipping and 35% off, free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of balance of nature. This is huge, and I'm going to give you the number, and I know you remember it, 800, come on, Yep, 2468-751. There you go, 800-2468-751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEANSWER.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case? Or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
We have a winner to today's Yonkers trivia question brought to you by St. Joseph's Medical Center of Yonkers, here for you. Here's Yonkers Mayor Mike Spano with today's trivia question and answer.
Of the Hello. Queen of hip-hop soul who was raised in Yonkers, the answer, Mary J. Blige.
Wow, man. Do we have a winner, Frankie Five Boroughs?
We do. Michelle Benelli of Yonkers, New York. Congratulations, Michelle.
Michelle, congratulations. You will receive a $50 gift certificate to Chef Peter Kelly's fabulous X2O Xavier's on the Hudson, now offering a special dinner for four menu, offering for pickup between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hour of the Joe Piscopo Show, sponsored by Evig Incorporated. Pandemic 2020. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. If you've got questions about the coronavirus, call now, 877-970-2999, and talk to the experts.
I'm trying to irritate Al. I'm having such a great time this morning irritating Al. I'm like, I have a Tootsie Roll pop, and I can irritate Frankie. He is so easy to get irritated.
It's easy to get under your skin.
I think we should be roommates.
Okay.
We should be roommates. Never.
So you know, you should have seen when Hillary Kramer's daughter tried to walk in here the other day, flipped out on her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that annoying?
So what I want to do, when Al and I are roommates, I'm the kind of guy when you're sleeping, Al, and I'll be like 2 inches from your face staring at you when you wake up.
I mean, really.
Through your CPAP, man.
CPAP. And I have a new one now, and it's fantastic.
CPAP mask is what you put on to become conservative.
Right. Or you get the coronavirus if you go to CPAP.
Stop.
And other places.
Stop. You guys are the worst. You are the worst.
You laid it up there. So come on. Let's be fair.
It's a great sketch, Frankie Five Boroughs. That's a great sketch.
But yeah,
it's a CPAP mask. Yeah, you become conservative. It's a CPAP mask when you want to become a conservative. You put it in. Inhale deeply. Yes, you will become a conservative. I love that. Paul in Queens, how are you this morning?
Hey, Joe. Just wanted to mention. On Sunday, I told Frankie, Michael's was closed, but Pronto Pizza's across the street. But my main point is, how does New Jersey Governor Murphy come out of nowhere and start talking about Connecticut, New York, $110 billion? He should be worried about his state, the people. Why don't he drive down and see where all the stores are closed? That's what he should be focusing, not trying to run for the states.
You're so right, man. I thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. You know, you're absolutely right. And I don't understand it, and I don't want to criticize because, you know, I criticize people who are criticizing. And when Governor Cuomo does the Governor Cuomo show for 2 hours on all networks, I just love that he's smart enough to get that to happen. And by the way, it is a public service because New York is the hot spot now for the coronavirus. But what they haven't mentioned, and no one will ask them, the question, first of all, why were they not prepared for this? Why Jersey and New York should be prepared for this. I mean, to be objective, if I was a politician, a public servant, would I have thought that the Chinese are going to release another virus out accidentally or intentionally, whatever they do? Would I think? I don't know that I would have thought about it. But after 9/11, should we not be prepared? Should we not, after Sandy, should we not be prepared? Should, when you go to office, shouldn't you say, look, do we have a backlog of respirators? Do we have a backlog of medical gowns? For God's sake, you don't have a backlog of that? Well, we need the government. You can't turn to the government for everything, man. You just can't do it. So I say respectfully, and I say humbly, work with the president the way Gavin Newsom, and I look to Gavin Newsom because here's a guy that's as politically opposite as anything I could believe in California, but he's doing a great job. Gavin Newsom's doing a great job. I'm telling you, as governor of California, and as is Governor Inslee in Washington State. They have, I don't know the numbers, but they're handling it well, and they're crediting the Trump administration, and a thank you is appreciated. It just adds to the positive spirit of everything. And when the president says, we want to open everything by Easter time with the resurrection, you know what he's alluding to. You know what? We probably can't get there, honestly, but it's great to have that positive attitude. And when don't complain when you don't get the ventilators, when you should have had them in stock already. You could say, I want to thank the president. I want to thank Peter Navarro. They're sending thousands of ventilators. And more importantly, what I wanted to see, for example, Governor Cuomo concentrate on yesterday, is that we have the drugs coming in, that the president fast-tracked these drugs that possibly help the coronavirus. The president of the United States told the FDA, get them out there. I want them to New York. And already they're giving Remdesivir and this hydrochloroquine with the Z-Pak, with the azithromycin. They're trying it in New York. This is all positive. Let's stay positive, all right? Please, we can do that. And also, you might want to mention, and you might want to put a moratorium on, state income tax and property tax. State income tax and property tax. Governor Cuomo, Governor Murphy, respectfully submitted. Put a moratorium today when you have your press conference. And Governor Murphy, you may want to try a different lighting. Get some lighting. Maybe call Governor Cuomo and see how to make a television presentation, because in New Jersey it was so dark, it looked like it was in a cave, you know. But to both governors of New York and New Jersey, moratorium on property taxes, moratorium on state income taxes, all right? At least past the summertime. Give us a break. All right. So listen, Pandemic 2020, this past half hour, has been sponsored by our friends at Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. Big Al Gattulo has the headline news at 9:33 right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 9:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The stock market has opened and is up right now as Congress has approved a $2 trillion coronavirus economic rescue package. They are expected to take a vote this afternoon. Dow Jones up about 380 points, about a little just the shy of 2% at 21,093.36. Millions of Americans might be staying at home, self-isolating as the coronavirus spreads. But if you have a safe spot to go outdoors, here's your reminder that today is National Little Red Wagon Day. The National Day was founded by Radio Flyer nearly 100 years ago and celebrates the memories in the making plus the ones already made. The brand established Little Red Wagon Day as a way that not only encourages kids' imaginations, but the vehicles that help them explore it, their wagons. Though many are confined to their homes due to the coronavirus pandemic, parents can still celebrate with their little ones by adding posted photos or videos with the hashtag Little Red Wagon Day and tagging Radio Flyer on social media. And in an effort to stem the spread of COVID-19 throughout New York City, which Vice President Pence is calling a high-risk area with more than half of the U.S. cases, the NYPD is closely monitoring areas where people congregate. People are being encouraged to exercise alone, and officers are issuing warnings in all five boroughs at public spaces, in supermarkets, public places, and anywhere else they see people gathering and ignoring the six-foot rule. In sports, if and when the Mets start playing baseball this season, they will not have pitcher Noah Syndergaard. The 27-year-old will have Tommy John surgery on his ailing right elbow tomorrow, and he'll be out until at least June of 2021. Syndergaard pitched a career-high 197 and two-thirds innings in 32 starts last season. Again, the Dow has opened up more than 2.25%. It's up almost 500 points right now. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take it out to 684. 684 North, exit 3, getting up toward that purchase area. Watch for some right lane construction. Now, we're also seeing delays on the westbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue with a disabled vehicle. Harlem River Drive South, construction down through the 120s to watch for. And it looks like a problem here on 21. 21 northbound is subject to closure, getting up toward Park Avenue in Nutley. It's all due to a serious accident there. We're going to keep an eye on that for you. Now, remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended, metered parking rules in effect. Southbound side of the New York State Thruway, the ramp at exit 12, looks like a disabled truck leaking fuel. New York City subways on a reduced schedule. New Jersey Transit, a reduced schedule. Newark Light Rail is on a Saturday schedule as well. Amtrak on a reduced schedule as well. Clouds this morning, some rain expected later, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business. Glassdoor.
Hey, Joe on the radio, who doesn't love a great dry-aged ribeye steak or a scrumptious, juicy leg of lamb? You know, cooked to perfection, the way a fine restaurant serves it. You can't seem to match that great flavor of a fine restaurant steak at home, can you? Well, you know what? Now you can. It starts with the quality of the cut, and the answer is clear. Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors. Operating in New York and New Jersey, an area supplying fine restaurants for 98 years. You know, Pat LaFreda supplies over 1,600 fine restaurants daily with flawless perfection. So the top chefs demand nothing but the best, and they count on Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors to supply the finest cuts of meat and poultry, right? And the reputation in business is on the line, and they are the best in the business. Now, LaFreda serves the country's best chefs and restaurants. Well, you can now have all the same cuts of beef, pork, poultry delivered directly to your home from the iconic meat purveyor operating since 1922. I'm so excited to tell you about this because I had to stay with me for a second, guys, because I love Pat LaFreda. I love the family, and they are friends. All right? I have to be completely honest with you. So, but I'm not like a red meat eater, but when I tasted the LaFreda cuts of meat and I go to a fine restaurant, they are so over and above, second to none. They are the best in the business. Now, when you get that other stuff delivered to your house, I don't want to mention competitors because there are no competitors. You can't even compare some of those meat. Oh, deliver it to your home, and then they put the potatoes with it and the other thing with it. I'm telling you, I've had that done. That meat is nothing compared to what you get at LaFreda.com. This is cutting edge. This is going to be the biggest thing in the country, and I'm honored, frankly, and privileged, and with thanks to our sales guy, Frankie V, for bringing this to us, bringing the LaFreda family to us with Lieutenant Luigi. He helped out too. You got to go to LaFreda.com. You get the best cuts of meat delivered to your house. Boom. This is huge news. All right. Try America's best meat. It's LaFreda.com. LaFreda.com. LaFreda.com.
Spring and summer are right around the corner. Larry Elder here. Do you remember the things you used to do, you know, before your pain stopped you? I do. But think about this. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me that many of their happiest customers tell them that their spouses and friends are happy too. In other words, you'd like to get out of pain with Relief Factor, but just as important, getting out of pain to bless those you love is a good thing too. They miss not taking those nice long walks or golfing or playing tennis with you. 100% drug-free Relief Factor could be the answer to your back, neck, hip pain, any kind of pain due to aging, exercise, or just everyday living. Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start for just you. It's like a trial pack to see if you can get out of pain too. So order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Do it for your family and do it for your friends. They want you back to normal. LOL. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retiring, looking to sell your home, you know I'm going to tell you, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. And whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate gets that job done quickly. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. You know what's most impressive about Calamine? Their 100% success rate, please. That's right. They sell 100% of properties brought to market. No other broker can make that claim. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island. Here's the number for Calamine & Company, 718-998-1100, 718-998-1100, or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. We're with you. We got you. We got this with you this morning, and we love having you with us. And Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. Pat Cullen is president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association, friend of the show. Mr. Cullen, Patrick, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Joe. How are you? Hope you all doing well.
Yeah, well, you know, how are you guys doing, man? You guys are calling for all courts to be closed, yes?
No, not technically all courts to be closed, because the government really can't shut down completely, as we know. But, you know, we've taken a lot of measures, and there are extreme limitations on what is being done in the New York State courts. But we think that we could do more. And if everybody here, you know, in the state is chipping in to slow this thing down and keep everybody healthy, we have some suggestions that we've been trying to get across to try and help slow this thing down. You know, a lot of the courts have gone virtual, but we still have too many buildings open, and we're trying to get all matters centralized into one building where we can handle everything virtually, which would, in essence, reduce the workforce to about 5 to 10% of what should be there now. And the buildings are still open to the public. And, you know, that's a problem, because we can monitor ourselves, but we don't know who's coming in. We don't know, you know, who's had exposure and those types of things.
Absolutely. What's been the response from state authorities?
You know, everybody's really been working together, and it's been difficult. But I think, you know, we still have in the court system, we still have stuff we can do to expedite a better environment for everybody dealing with the justice system. But the response is, you know, everybody's been open to suggestions. These are suggestions we think can further help everybody involved in our system from top to bottom to slow the spread and keep everybody as healthy as we can.
So what are your members most concerned about? Just people coming? I mean, it's a hands-on thing. Do they have the masks?
Yeah.
Do they have the gloves that they need?
Yeah, we have protective equipment. Obviously, everybody needs protective equipment. We don't have some kind of surplus, so we are really, you know, limiting the use of them. But at the same time, you know, it is hands-on, and that's why we think the building should be closed to the public. It's a problem. I think our people are most worried about the uncertainty of what's going on out there, who's coming into our buildings, and that's why it's so important for us to close the buildings temporarily to the public. And I think our people are also worried about tests. And I know that Nicole Malliotakis and a number of other elected officials have called for, you know, increased testing for our public employees. I think it's crucial at this point, and it helps us understand who may be infected but not sick.
Yeah, Pat Cullen, president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association. Patrick, the mayor releasing all these inmates, Governor Murphy releasing the inmates in Jersey. I mean, as a father, I'm thinking like maybe not such a great idea. What are your thoughts, sir?
I just think that anybody who uses such an emergency like this to further any kind of agenda that they may have been pushing for some period of time is irresponsible. And I think now isn't the time to complain about it, But in the future, we're going to remember the types of things where people took advantage of such a terrible time in our history to advance their own cause.
Yeah, well said. Patrick, what could we do? You got the airwaves here to all your members of the Supreme Court Officers Association, law enforcement all over listening. Yep. What can we do for you? How can we get the word out?
This is great, Joe, and I always appreciate coming on to express our concerns.
Yes, sir.
I think number one would be if you see a public employee somewhere, whether it's in your neighborhood or at work, thank them. And we are so grateful and so proud and so appreciative of our membership for stepping up in this time of need. But if you see a public employee, thank them for getting out there on the front lines to try and protect New York. And that sentiment should go on far past when this is over.
Yeah, well said. Patrick Cullen, thanks for your service, brother. And all the best to the officers in the association. And, you got the airwaves anytime you need them, man. You come back soon and Godspeed.
Much appreciated, Joe. Everybody stay well.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Patrick Cullen right there, president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association. I don't know why I would say if you're a public official, you got to talk to the rank and file. You got to talk to Patrick Cullen, the president of these, whether it's, the corrections officers, the NYPD, you go on the streets, see what they're feeling, and the doctors and the nurses in the emergency rooms as well, And somehow I think that, the governor, hopefully, both states in New York and New Jersey and in Connecticut, they are reaching out to folks like Patrick Cullen to see what they could do for the people that really are keeping us safe. Let me go to Frank, if I may, Albert, real quick before we break on Staten Island. Frank, thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hey, Joe, I just want to bring two issues up. One is, since 9/11, or since 2000, New York City has closed down 19 hospitals and lost over 20,000 hospital beds. Also, in 2015, under the Emergency Preparedness Act, the governor was told with the amount of population that we have in New York State, we should have between 15 and 20,000 ventilators, and they were about $35,000 a piece. He re-diverted that $500 million for that wind farm up in Buffalo. And like you said, people need to be held accountable for what they have done in the past. And now we're in a crisis because we don't have the equipment that the state needs. He also impacted a government commission where they will determine who gets those ventilators if need be.
Yeah, what great phone call, Frank. Thank you. And you know what? Now, I don't want to criticize, but this should all be put out in the open. And Governor Cuomo now, I'm telling you what, I'll go one more phone call, but hold on just a second. Let me just say, if I can. Governor Cuomo, I'm telling you, the way he's going now, you're going to see the way Joe Biden's handling this, and he's just not, and I feel bad for him. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything mean about Joe Biden. I don't want to attack his kids. He's had enough problems. He's just not there, and we feel for him. You know what I mean? It's not vicious with Joe Biden. Who are the Democrats going to turn to? You know who they're going to turn to? I'm telling you. Andrew Cuomo. You watch broker convention, something's going to happen. And I bet you Andrew has a chance to do it. But so I would humbly submit, because to have an Italian-American president would be great. I'm going to support President Trump no matter what. I think the way the president gets offended, and I think he's got to be Italian anyway. But Andrew Cuomo's got to stop putting the blame, because it's easy when you blame somebody else. But when you're in charge, and you're in the ultimate in charge, and when you're President Trump, you can't blame anybody. And President Trump's dealing with it, and he's sending ventilators and everything. But you gotta be people in glass houses. If indeed you had the money and you shifted the money upstate when it should have, and that which did not work with the Buffalo billions, maybe that money should have been to buy those respirators, to buy the masks. It's 9/11. Maybe you shouldn't close hospitals. Wait a minute. You're going to close a hospital? How could you close a hospital? We're going to need it in a state of emergency. None of that has happened in New York. So I would humbly submit to Andrew Cuomo. And I must say, I have respect and such affection for Andrew. I've known him so many years. Don't blame the president. Join together. Come up with a plan. We should have been better prepared. We're not. We'll get through this. It's going to peak and we're going to get through this. But be positive about it. about it and thank the president for stepping up for New York and being true to his hometown. Before we break, I got to go to Dr. Anthony real quick, guys. I'm sorry. Anthony, we got a break, but I wanted to get you on the air. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joseph. 3 points. One, Mr. Cuomo, our governor, has to realize he lost the Italian vote. The conservative vote and the Italian vote is gone for him since he went with AC and the Michael Gennarises of the world. He gets on the television for 2 hours and he preaches about what he's doing. Does he realize that the MTA, the Metropolitan Transit Authority, which he runs, he's closing lines like crazy? Yesterday the trains were packed. People were on top of each other. They say, social distancing. There was no social distancing because the lines were closed, the D, the B, and other lines. Number two, my wife, Melissa, and I are working very, very hard to have a national day, which we recognize all radio personalities like yourself. Frank Morano, Curtis Lee. You got to get recognized for your extreme talents. You guys are excellent in radio broadcasting, and you have to be recognized. So I'm working on that with my wife, Melissa.
Okay.
I'm hoping for June 1st as a day that we're going to recognize you. And,
you're so
Frank
nice.
Morano.
Thank you. You know what, Anthony, you are so appreciated. That's very nice because you did. There's a lot of folks, Curtis certainly, we got Sid and Bernie out there. Wayne Cabot, one of my dear friends, Glenn Shuck over at WINS, you know, and all our brothers and sisters in the broadcasting on television and on radio. I'm so proud to be part. We're all proud to be part of the family of New York, and we're here to serve. We're here to serve. So we appreciate that. 9:51. Speaking of great broadcasters, Debbie Duhame's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. We'll start off on the subways. Again, the BZW not operating today. Partial suspension on the 5 as well because of that new plan in place for the New York City subways because of some reduced ridership in some areas. Let's see what's happening with New Jersey Transit. That's on a reduced schedule. Newark Light Rail, a Saturday schedule. Amtrak on a reduced schedule as well. Heading to 21 North, it's closed at Park Ave in Nutley. It's all due to an accident investigation. Police at the scene of that one. Also, the New York State Thruway South, the ramp at exit 12 is blocked. Getting into West Nyack, that's a disabled truck leaking some fuel. Some stop-and-go traffic on the westbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue. A stalled vehicle was just cleared. Eastbound BQE slowing down just a bit, getting up and out toward the area, though, of Atlantic Avenue. Harlem River Drive southbound in the 120s. It's some ongoing construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough, turn your attention to chloroquine.
We just need to have Congress and the president and HHS and the CDC move towards this chloroquine production.
The president acted.
Hydroxychloroquine. We're going to be able to make that drug available almost immediately.
Kevin McCullough Radio makes a difference. Weeknights at 5 on AM 970 The Answer with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
I'm PBA President Pat Lynch. Right now, police officers, healthcare workers, and so many other essential employees are heading to work. We can't stay home. Our mission comes first. We have to protect you on the front lines of a global health crisis. And we're not just battling the virus. We're still fighting crime, responding to emergencies, and keeping our city running. Yes, these are the jobs we signed up for, but we aren't the only ones who sacrifice. Our families are sacrificing along with us, and they bear the greatest burden. They support us through long hours and uncertain schedules. They share our stress and our fatigue. And if we're exposed to the virus at work, they could be exposed too. So when you think about the cops and other frontline workers who are still on the job and at risk, remember, we aren't alone. Our families are on the front lines too, and they deserve all of our respect.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. The longer I live, the more I realize that many people, a lot of people really, over 40 or 50 have aches and pains that can start affecting the way they live, the way they sleep or get around. You know what I'm talking about. Pete and Seth Talbot, the owners of Relief Factor, created this 100% drug-free supplement to help people like me, my wife, and just about everybody I know, with low back pain, my wife with her knee pain, to see if a $19.95 investment, $19.95 investment, assessment for their 3-week quick start can help lower or even eliminate your pain, like it has for Sue and me. Pete and Seth do not make any guarantees, of course, but they do tell me that about 70% of those who order the 3-week quick start go on to order more, which I think says a lot. Is $20 too much to see if we can get you out of pain too? Here's all you do. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Overcast, damp, and quite cool today with occasional rain from late morning on. Our high today just 46. Mostly cloudy skies for a while tonight, followed by clearing late, low 39 in Midtown, 30 to 35 in many northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and milder in the afternoon with a high of 55. For Friday, cloudy in the morning with a bit of rain. Clouds may break in the afternoon with a high of 58. AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Mike Gallagher coming up. So you're home and you're thinking, what are we doing? And I know everybody's cooking and you're doing little things and you're with the family and this is all good. You may want to think about getting your home rhino shielded like today. You can do it like right now, because you don't have to deal with anybody. And while you're at home during this pandemic, you know, you use the time to beautify, protect, and preserve your biggest investment, and that is your home. You know, I Rhino Shielded my house, and you know Rhino Shield is a ceramic coating that seals your house or commercial building, looks like paint. Rhino Shield bonds completely over brick, wood, stucco, vinyl, or whatever my house was. I have no idea. I have no idea what it is. All I know, it will last 25-plus years, huh? Rhino Shield provides insulation. It lowers your air conditioning and heating bills. And the entire prepping process of cleaning, sanding, scraping, repair, and caulking of all exterior surfaces occurs with no need to interact face-to-face with the homeowner, all completed on the exterior of your home. Now, right now, Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for 1 year, and will provide a free emailed color visualizer of your home or building showing you hundreds of different color combinations. Susan is also offering 15% off the final price for jobs starting now through the end of April. I'm going to give you the number. Remember, no one has to come into your home. This is a great way to say, because you're thinking about, look, we're going to be out of this. But right now, while you have the time, do what I did, Rhino Shield your home. At least take a look of what it's going to look like. You'll get a free estimate from Susan. And these great deals, no payments, no interest financing, 15% off the final price for jobs starting now through the end of April. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Talk to Susan. Say, I heard you on Piscopo. What can you do for me? Rhino Shield. It's not paint. Hey, Joe on the radio. Love having you with us. Don't forget Mike Gallagher's coming up. And you want to listen to Mr. Prager, and you want to listen to Seb Gorka, Larry Elder. Kevin McCullough, happy birthday, brother. It's Kevin McCullough's birthday. And Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for another great show. Let's do this again tomorrow. And Albert, we love you, man. And Debbie, we love you. He can't wait to get out of here. Listen, we're going to make it. We got this. God bless you. God bless America. We got this. Make it a great day because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A North Brunswick, New Jersey mattress factory is turning over its production lines to making face masks to donate to healthcare professionals. Eclipse International officials say they'll produce an initial supply of 38,000 masks at their factory on Jersey Avenue. Eclipse officials say they'll produce and donate more as they're needed. A New Jersey man is being charged with terrorist threats after he coughed on a supermarket employee and said he had the coronavirus. NJ.com says 50-year-old George Falcone of Freehold became hostile when he was told he was standing too close to an open food display at a Wegmans grocery store Sunday night. Falcone then reportedly started coughing on purpose and claimed he was infected with the coronavirus. He's now being charged with terroristic threats, harassment, and obstruction. And there's a call for folks in the New York City area to self-quarantine if they have traveled elsewhere. One of the nation's top health experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, calls it disturbing that about 1 out of 1,000 people in New York have tested positive for coronavirus. Yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence asked anyone in the New York City area who left for elsewhere in the country to self-isolate for 14 days. You now know what's going on. Stay inside and wash your hands. Social distancing, people. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970. The Answer.